Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll start with some team news ahead of this evening's Champions League last 16 second leg tie when City play host to Borussia Mönchengladbach. An 8 p.m. kickoff at the Puskás Arena in Budapest. They lead by 2-0 on aggregate. Both legs of the tie are being played at the same venue because of COVID restrictions. And Raheem Sterling is back in the City squad after being rested for their Premier League win over Fulham at the weekend. Aside from that, Pep Guardiola has a fully fit squad to pick from. Moving on, and Guardiola has dismissed talk of winning a quadruple this season as unrealistic ahead of their meeting with Gladbach. No English club has ever won both domestic cup competitions, the league and European Cup in the same season, but City remain in the mix for all of them. They lead the Premier League by 14 points and travel to Everton on Saturday in the FA Cup quarter-finals. They're also due to face Tottenham in the League Cup final next month. City are a step closer to the Champions League quarter-final as well as they prepare to face Gladbach tonight. Well, Guardiola said four titles has never happened before and I don't think it will happen this season with the situation. The only thing to think about is this game and then Everton. I don't know what will happen at the end of the season, but normally it does not happen. And finally, Guardiola has played down talk of a rift with Raheem Sterling, with the City boss insisting it's normal for players to be unhappy when they're not in the team. Sterling was a surprise absentee from City's matchday squad for the win over Fulham at the weekend, having been an unused substitute for the 5-2 victory over Southampton 3 days earlier. But Guardiola insists there are no issues between himself and the player. He said he travels with the team, all the squad travels to Budapest for the Champions League, always Raheem, and all the players react really well. I do not expect they're happy, the guys who do not play and who are not selected, so it's normal. That has always happened since football was created. Raheem, in this case, is so important for the team and for all of us. That's all for now. We'll have more later.